This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Tremendous success tonight. Thank you to all, Trump tweeted. History was working against the president in both the House and Senate. The president's party has traditionally suffered deep losses in the first midterm election. And 2002 was the only midterm election in the past three decades when the party holding the White House gained Senate seats. Democrats' dreams of a Senate majority, always unlikely, were shattered after losses in the top Senate battlegrounds, Indiana, Missouri, Tennessee, North Dakota, and Texas. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to You Have Good News. History was well against you. Well against us. We were not supposed to win the Senate. We were not supposed to hold on to these governorships. It was supposed to be a complete reshuffling of the deck. We lost the House. Okay, congratulations, Democrats. It's only temporary. What I tell you guys, I said when I got into, when I was young and I watched Ronald Reagan lose, and I said to people, and I've said this a thousand times, and I will tell you, if there's anything that I would say to my kids, which I have, and I would suggest you say to yours, is, when you lose, there's a way to lose where you just say, it's just a temporary loss. I'm just waiting to be a winner. Do you understand that that is the nature of life? You lose, 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 lose until you learn how to win. It's called training. And what Donald Trump is doing is he's in an intensive training session, and he staved off the cataclysmic losses that were supposed to happen, and he just lost a little. And a winner doesn't look at it as a loss. He looks at it as, okay, I got to revamp. I got to figure this out. Because you know what? Next time, I'm going to figure out how to win. And I'm going to figure out how to win consistently. I'll ask you this question. Is there anybody that you would rather have analyzing this outcome, because we didn't lose, analyzing this outcome and saying, let's make the adjustments? Is there anybody? Because I can't think of anybody. This is a guy that understands it. He's going to get his finger on the pulse of it. And let's just all remember this. It's all God's plan anyway. So you've got your part to do. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not speaking to my radio audience as much as I'm speaking to the people that are out there doing what I do. You know, we go out, we work our charitable stuff. We've got a thing called Seeking Educational Excellence, which is trying to cut the head off of this social justice snake that's pervasive in education and teaching these kids how to become less victims and more empowered. That's what we're doing. That is where our passion is. Well, here's what I'll tell you. If you're in this battle for selfish reasons, get out. This is not about Kevin's going to make, you know, I'm going to go hang out with Kanye or I'm going to go do something. It is not about that. If you're in it, look, I understand we have to get our notoriety. I understand that. I wish that my notoriety was such that I could impact, you know, without having to get up and work as hard as we do at it, that I could just do a tweet and it impact millions of blacks, millions of millennials, millions of, you know, young, frustrated, middle-class white kids or white people or whatever. I wish I could, everything I did would have that level of impact. But then there's a side of me that goes, man, I don't want to be that known. I don't seek it. It is a curse to be that well known. Imagine if I were Denzel doing this, okay? I want you to just think of that for just a second, and you'll get an idea. Everywhere you go, you're a target. Good or bad, you're a target. I don't want that for myself. What I want is I want to see this world change. Don't do things. Here's what I'm going to say to you, but mostly to my peers. Don't do things to impress the president, to get a tweet. to get James Woods to recognize you. Look, keep this thing based on something you have passion for. Go after this thing I'm talking about, is this life, this politics, this whatever you want to call it. Make it something you have a passion for. And let's all do it at the little level. That's the way we defeat these guys. Find that passion at a little level. And by the way, don't back down on who you are. Don't back down. People say, what's your political affiliation? I'm a Republican. I voted for Trump. Now, what about it? You know, be proud of it. What are they? It cracks me up. What is going to happen? Oh, well, Kevin, I was standing in line and people were talking about this, and they were talking about voting for, you know, some Democrat moron, and you just shut up. You didn't say a word. You can say, well, oh, it's interesting to know you're voting for that person. Well, I'm voting for the other person. Just wanted to put that out there. Let people know we are just as vocal. But here's the bigger deal. Get that thing that is your passion. My passion is stopping the stranglehold that Twitter, Facebook, Google, and all these social media companies have over our message. My passion is about making sure that your voice can be heard, that the voice of young men who say, no, I didn't do that to that girl, is equally as important as some lying scumbag women that we know of who will accuse them of things, because it's going to happen. My thing is not giving some special treatment to somebody because they want to, oh, my sexuality is different than yours and I've been oppressed. I don't care about your sexuality. I care about, can you do the job? You're my carpenter. You know, I'm not going to watch your porno. I just want to know, can you get this done in my house? I don't care about your sexuality. I don't care about how you declare. I just care, can you do the job? You want to be a cross-dressing lesbian transsexual? I don't care. Oh, and a Guatemalan midget. Be it. But be it good. And if you're my carpenter, do good work. It isn't going to bother me. Will I look at you as a little freaky? Will I talk about you at a couple of cocktail parties? Of course I will. But I'll do the same thing with my friends. Talk about them, their big feet, you know, that latest haircut, you know, some tick they have when they talk or whatever. They do it to me. Anyway, we have tremendous success. Donald Trump staved off history with what he was able to do. But it's up to you. It isn't up to him. He's a messenger. How about we help him out by saying, I proudly support Donald Trump. A couple of girls got kicked out of a restaurant in New York because they wore their MAGA hats. You gonna wear your MAGA hat from now on?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Tough talk from the Iranians. Yeah, November the 5th was the day that Donald Trump said he was going to, with the new sanctions kick in and all that, and the Iranians are talking tough. Son of motherless goats and whatever. They're telling us things like the United States will regret what they've done. Yeah, okay, bring it. Remember when Iran intimidated the United States and the rest of the world? They could actually get away with this even after Barack Obama called them tiny. They tiny. They tiny. Ain't nothing but a little old bitty thing. They tiny. That was when America had a useless presidential stooge at the helm. Now there, though, Kevin, you're disrespecting the office of the United States. No, I'm not. I'm disrespecting Barack Obama. I'm disrespecting a guy who had no interest in protecting American citizens, nor did he care about terror in the world. Thankfully, those days are over, and it's become increasingly clear to Iran that they are indeed tiny. Keep in mind, prior to Barack Obama calling Iran tiny, he called them a grave threat. Are you aware of that? When he was campaigning, he called them a grave threat because it was something on the minds of people. They wanted to know he was going to really be able to fight for America. Then, when he became president, he goes, why are we wasting time on them? They tiny.
Hey, you know, these little countries, Cuba and Iran, they tiny. They don't spend a fraction on the military that we do.
And then he ships them $1 billion, leaves equipment for ISIS in Iraq. I mean, I can't even tell you how many things that make me so upset about this guy.
Oh, Kevin, you're jealous. You just don't like him.
No, I don't like a person that doesn't like our country and proves it with the things that he does. Anyway, Iran faces a no-win situation today. They deal now with a master negotiator, and Donald Trump has put his cards on the table. Boom. This is a Daily Caller article. President Trump warned the Islamic Republic of Iran of impending sanctions set to take place on Monday with the meme on his Twitter account Friday afternoon. Trump's tweet came as his administration announced the complete reimposition of all sanctions placed on the regime since 2015. The Iranian nuclear agreement was signed by the Obama administration. Trump pulled the U.S. out of the agreement in May, saying it was ineffective at stopping Iran from attaining a nuclear weapon in the long term and failed to address its pervasive terrorist support throughout the Middle East. On November the 5th, the United States will reimpose sanctions that were lifted as part of the nuclear deal on Iran's energy, shipbuilding, shipping, and banking sectors. That's what Mike Pompeo said last week on Friday. These new sanctions will accelerate the highly successful effects of our sanctions that have already occurred. The maximum pressure we impose has caused the rial to drop dramatically. Rouhani's cabinet is in disarray, and the Iranian people are raising their voices even louder as a corrupt against a corrupt and hypocritical regime. Donald Trump has crippled Iran, and things are about to get far worse. And you better know he's looking at this pragmatically. Donald Trump is looking at this as what is best for America, ergo what is best for the world. And back in July is when he put him on his radar. Yeah, it would have come sooner, honestly, I think he would have, had he not been getting heckled by the media. They were, you know, embroiling him in scandals, because this is a big deal. And I know it would have been on his radar back then, but it came on his radar in July. I happened to be at the NCRI event, which is an Iranian event, in Paris at the time. And let me tell you, there was no better timing for that event. It's going to be even better next year, because I'm telling you, Iran is in disarray. A few days later, 2 days after Donald Trump tweeted about Iran back in July, Iran was begging for a meeting with him, and he turned him down. No, I don't need to meet with you. So then they started issuing threats.
He will not meet with us. It will be hell to pay for America. You will be like put out with the goats and the sheep and whatever else.
And a few days later, Donald Trump said, okay, not only are we going to look at sanctions, we're going to look at long-term things that are going to be happening to you. And you could see the outcome, because I wrote a piece about it where I think at one point there were 142 protests happening simultaneously in the country of Iran. 142 protests. And here's the deal. They weren't just happening in the major cities. They were certainly happening in the big ones, but they were happening in little small cities within the provinces. And people were revolting against the regime. This was a big deal. I chronicled this. Strike after strike, people closing up shops saying, no, we're not selling product, we're doing nothing to support this regime. I even talked about the rial, the fall from the rial. At one point it was like 25,000-30,000 rial to the dollar. It went as low, I want to say it was 100,000 rial to the dollar. I don't know what it is, but maybe I need to look and see what it is. Maybe one of you guys could look real quick and see what the rial is to the dollar. You got it? Okay. Well, here's what I can tell you. In September, the rial to the dollar was 138,000 rial to the dollar. I looked it up Sunday, it was 42,000 to the dollar. I don't know what it is today. I don't know if they even are putting it up right now, because they're probably afraid of what it would do today. Keep in mind, there are places in Europe that still want Iran to be a big deal, to be considered, you know, they don't want to see Iran fail. Because they're a bunch of leftists, and they don't care if Iran gets the bomb as long as they're it meets the needs of their economy. So they don't care. But I'm curious. I'm going to follow it. If we don't know, can you guys look it up and see what it is? It's not showing? Okay. Well, still, I don't think it's going to be good. I'll put it to you that way. I'm anxious to see how that number turns out. But here's what I will tell you. It is inarguable that Donald Trump's foreign policy is masterful. It's masterful in how he's dealing with Iran. It's masterful in how he's dealing with Russia. It's masterful in how he's dealing with the EU. It's masterful in how he's dealing with Asia Pacific. It's masterful in how he's dealing with North American trading partners and on and on. Literally, it is masterful. There is nothing you can point at and go, that's a bad deal. And he's not threatening anybody. Remember that.
Oh, he can't have the nuclear football. He's a crazy man.
Donald Trump is going, look, I'm not arguing with you. You either see the United States as somebody you can work with and who's willing to work with you and you're willing to do the right thing, or you can trade with Iran and take what you want. But you won't do both. I love it. He's accomplishing things that Barack Obama, if you gave Barack Obama five lifetimes, he couldn't think of what to do. And here's what's so sad about that. It's not rocket science. What Donald Trump is doing is what you should be doing if you were doing President 101 and you believed in America. Barack Obama can't even do President 101. He didn't even know how to do it. He was 000. Not even 001. Trump hasn't even begun to get creative. That's what you can feel good about. When you think about where you're going to invest, where you're going to put your, you know, you're going to buy a house, whatever. Understand, Donald Trump hasn't even been creative yet. The world knows it. That's why they're sending money over here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson announced today that his race against Governor Rick Scott is not over. Of the 8.1 million ballots cast, Scott leads by 34,537, which is within the threshold for a state-mandated recount. Now all of Florida's 67 counties need to recheck tally totals, and the deadline for that is November 10th. President Trump at the White House held a press conference to discuss the midterm elections, which saw the Democrats take back control of the House while Republicans gained in the Senate. The president talked about reaching across the aisle and working with Democrats.
Hopefully we can all work together next year to continue delivering
for the American people, including on economic growth, infrastructure, trade, lowering the cost of prescription drugs. These are some of the things that the Democrats do want to work on, and I really believe we'll be able to do that. I think we're going to have a lot of reason to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This comes as President Trump defends his new trade policy. The president announced a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum. Well, the Dow opened down for a second day in light of the announcement, and economists warned that the move could start a trade war. Senator Orrin Hatch and Ben Sasse were among key Republicans that slammed the policy. Hatch said that American citizens are the ones who will have to pay for the tariffs. Sasse echoed the sentiment, saying that American families will be the ones to suffer. Well, despite the backlash, the president defended the policy on Twitter, saying when a country is losing many billions of dollars on trade with virtually every country it does business with, trade wars are good.
Ah, we get good news on trade. I play that clip because I was a CBS, and they are telling you, oh, Orrin Hatch didn't like the trade deal, neither did Ben Sasse. By the way, two rhinos. Now, Orrin Hatch kind of got his act together towards the end, but Ben Sasse out of Nebraska remains one of the biggest rhinos in the Senate. And anyway, Donald Trump had been saying for a long time, I'm not worried about trade. He brought up trade. I told people this. I've been saying it since the guy got elected. I said, Donald Trump got me thinking about trade in a way that I had never thought about it. And I credit the guy for that. Because who was thinking about, you know, we're running massive deficits. We got, you know, we're looking at manufacturing's leaving. We're doing everything wrong. And I hadn't thought about the trade. I certainly hadn't thought about the currency manipulation of China and others. I mean, on the surface I did, but not deeply. I didn't think about it until he brought it up. And then, knowing what I know about the Chinese and their intellectual property, IP, I didn't do anything about that. I didn't talk about it. I knew it was happening because I was in it. I lived there for the better part of a year. I know exactly what was going on. So, I'm looking at all this stuff and saying, wait a minute. This is nonsense. Donald Trump is finally bringing something to the forefront. And I didn't know what the trade deficit was at the time. I think it was, you know, anywhere from 600 to 700 and something billion dollars, close to 800 billion. And Trump's going, how do we let this go on without addressing it? Barack Obama says, it's more of the same. It's the new norm. That's what we got to get used to. Jobs are going to leave America. We're going to have to deal with these deficits because we're going to have to be a consumer society, not a manufacturing society fulfilling our own stuff. And Trump's going, that's nonsense. Then Barack Obama says, well, if you think it is, what are you going to do? Wave a magic wand? And Trump goes, yeah. In fact, I happen to have one. Boom. The trade war that the Democrats claim we would start had been underway for some time, America. This is nothing new. America's been losing this war for decades. Think about the amount of money. Just go back 10 years. I did it. I don't remember what the number was. I think it was $17 trillion. We've lost over 10 years. No, it can't be that much. Maybe it was longer. Because we're losing over half a trillion dollars a year, minimum. So, well, yeah, so 5 trillion, for the sake of discussion. It's a lot of money. And how do you lose a war when you got a $375 billion deficit with China And they keep, well, we'll put more tariffs on you. Okay, we'll put more tariffs on you. How far can you go when we've got $375 billion more of your product coming in than going out? I'm going to tell you this way. This doesn't make Trump a genius. Trump saying, you know what, this is stupid. We have to look at these things and figure out how to deal with it was very smart. Democrats are too stupid to realize that a trade war with the world's biggest economy is a war we're never going to lose when we are running that big of a deficit. And I'll tell you something, I don't want to run a surplus. I want it to be America runs a small deficit with every country, enough to be significant to in their, you know, to get into their economy, but not enough to where we depend on it. It's kind of like the old sales thing where you say, I don't want one customer that's 80% of my sales. And then I have 99 customers that are 20%. I want a very good distribution of my customer base. That's what America wants. We export ingenuity and cool stuff, man. What product have we probably originated most of the products that the world uses today. I'm not trying to be, you know, too cocky about it, but we are innovators. Man, CBS is selling this story of woe by talking about, oh, the soybean farmers aren't going to be able to, they're going to have to take a hit on their soybeans. The prices are already dropping. Let me tell you, for $800 billion, you can buy a lot of soybeans. You can prop up a lot of markets. I wrote a piece about this and said, look, you can take that $800 billion and say, okay, car manufacturers, I'll give you $20 billion. I'll give, you know, so-and-so, you trinket makers, $20 billion, $20 billion, $20. You could give out $20 billion like chiclets and still have money to burn. If you said, Kevin, take $800 billion, prop up our economies, make sure we can do business and that nobody gets hurt, man, I'll have $500 billion left over. President Trump sent this very message to America's trade partners when he hinted he'd be happy to subsidize our industries. It beats giving the money to you. If you subsidize our industries, at least the money stays in our economy. So guess what? All these other, the G7, the Asian PACs, all of them figured out, you know what? We don't have the kind of money to be playing with Donald Trump in the United States. We can't mess with them. Trump didn't have to be a genius to realize when you run an $800 trillion deficit, billion-dollar rather, annually, you have wiggle room in a trade war. Now, MSNBC brought up Harley Davidson. Oh, Harley Davidson will be hit. I would say, okay, great. We propped up Chrysler. We propped up GM and the auto industry. Do you think we can't prop up Harley Davidson if we want to? Get out of my face. Then they tried to ridicule Trump by getting like a Trevor Noah, a South African nutcase who believes he knows more about the American economy than a graduate of Wharton and a self-made billionaire. But here's how he tried to make fun of Donald Trump.
Unsurprisingly, a lot of people were against Trump's idea to impose tariffs on every nation in the world. But the strongest opposition came from within the president's own party.
House Speaker Paul Ryan's spokeswoman releasing the following statement warning against the move, saying in a statement, quote, we are extremely worried about the consequences of a trade war and are urging the White House to not advance with the plan.
It's going to turn around and bite American citizens with much higher taxes, much higher costs.
It's only going to hurt American consumers and our allies. Please reconsider your solution.
Trump has really worn Lindsey Graham down. Yeah, the presidency has basically turned him into America's most tired babysitter. It's just like, no crayons on the furniture. Please consider your position. And by the way, am I the only person who still thinks it's weird that lawmakers have to go on TV just so they can speak directly to their presidents? It's like, thank you for having me on, Wolf. Now listen, Mr. President, please don't impose the tariffs. Like, it's only a matter of time before lobbyists start planting their agendas inside Happy Meals, because they know Trump will find it. Oh boy, it's Coco, the deregulating panda! But I'm not surprised that they're pulling out all the stops to try and sway Trump. Because, you see, economists have warned that starting a trade war could increase the cost of living for Americans across the board. Although, according to Wilbur Ross, Commerce Secretary and Living Werther's original, the impact won't be so bad.
What I would like to do, though, is to emphasize again the limited impact. In the can of Campbell's soup, there's about 2.6 pennies worth of steel. So if that goes up by 25%, that's about 0.6 cents on the price of a can of Campbell's soup. Well, I just bought this can today at a 7-Eleven down here, and the price was $1.99. So who in the world is going to be too bothered by 0.6 cents?
He's so cute.
Oh, yeah. He imposed tariffs on every nation in the world. Yeah. Yeah. You know what Trump has asked for? Very simply, I want free trade. We're willing to compete. The United States can compete. Give us free trade. Let's go at it. You don't want to do it. We're going to start giving you tariffs. We had 200-something% tariffs on milk in Canada. Really? China restricting the types of things we could even import into the country, export to the country. What are you talking about? We take everything. If there's a better product being made somewhere else, we want it. Because, you know, with the United States, what we will do, we'll figure out how to make it better, stronger, whatever. Anyway, Trump didn't flinch. No matter what these people brought up, he's like, Trevor Noah, really? America should listen to a South African expatriate with zero expertise in finance, economics, trade, or comedy. But we're finally winning back territory. And you know what China did? President Xi Jinping promised to lower tariffs, broaden market access, and import more from overseas at the start of the trade expo that they've got that happens every year this time of year, November 5th through the 10th. In a speech that largely echoed previous promises, he says China will accelerate opening of the education, telecommunications, and cultural sectors while protecting foreign companies' interests and punishing violators of intellectual property rights, which is what Donald Trump said they better do. Now, they can say, oh, this article, he said it before, he's never done it. Watch what China does under Donald Trump. You think they're going to play? Yeah, let's see what happens. The outcome, folks, Trump negotiated the art of the deal, and America got exactly what we wanted.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Some of the things they say, even when they say that Russia influenced the election, it's kind of like, is Russia making us racist? Is that who's doing it? Okay, I thought it was, oh my God, thank goodness, yeah. I thought it was us.
I haven't thought of it that way.
If they kill the country that way, then we're the murder weapon. Yeah.
So
we've always been.
Is the Trump era a good era for comedians? Is it just unbelievable fodder or not?
I would not even name the era after him.
Yeah.
He's getting too much credit.
Well, he's the president?
He's not the president. Making the wave. He's surfing it.
Yeah.
They were talking crazy. All he does is sing those people's greatest hits. Build a wall, all these things we've heard before. He just sings all the songs. He's the only one that has been brash enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Dave Chappelle and John Stewart. Leibowitz. What's his real name? Something Leibowitz. Talking about Donald Trump. Not wanting to give him credit. That's okay. Look, let me just tell you guys something. If you don't toot the horn of the person that's doing what we've been asking for. Who do you think is going to do it? You think these clowns are going to do it? Welcome back. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Is there any fodder that Donald Trump offers? No. Yeah, he offers a lot of fodder, the same amount of fodder that they overlooked with Barack Obama. Comedians didn't touch a Barack Obama. They could have. I'll tell you this. Go back and look at where Barack Obama went in campaign and look at what Trump did and see who won, where they won. If Trump could have campaigned in every one of those areas where we lost, it would have been a dramatically different outcome, I believe. And even though I think the biggest reason for the Democrats taking over the House is just the fact that they're a bunch of cheaters. They're lying, cheating scumbags. Let me tell you, if a Democrat comes to me and says, we took over the House, I go, yeah, you take over the House because you're a lying, cheating scumbag. You can't win fair. That's what I'd say to their face. And that's what you need to say. What? If your ideology is like Islam, you cannot speak bad about the Prophet. Really? Mm-hmm. So I can't speak bad about what you do. You know what you do. I'll tell you this. Our religion, and I'm just going to use this as a metaphor. You speak bad about Jesus. Nobody. I'm not going to mess with you. Oh, you speak bad about Jesus. I'm going to have to kill you, chop your head off. No. I can think you're an idiot. If I speak bad about the Prophet, Muslims can think I'm an idiot. They want to kill you. If you speak bad about the Democrats and their policies, they want to beat you up. They want to do something to you. Speak bad about it. That's the only way the Muslims go, you speak bad about the Prophet, I'll kill you. I tell you what, screw your Prophet. Now come kill me. Because you know what's going to happen? You're the one who's going to get killed. I don't care if I ever go to a Muslim country. But here, if you think that I won't say what I want to say about your Prophet or anybody else, you got it dead wrong. And Democrats, I will tell you about yourselves. You are nothing but the crookedest people on the planet. You should be ashamed of yourself to be a Democrat. That is a fact. I listened to a guy at this watch party. We were watching the results, and we were shaking our heads going, how millions of people in Texas voted for Beto O'Rourke, a liar, a guy who proposes that he's Hispanic so he can get votes. Millions of people voted for Claire McCaskill with undercover videos where she says, I'm not going to do what I told you. Millions of people voted for Sinema where she ridiculed the very state where she lives, calling it the meth capital or the meth whatever of the world. And yeah, I was elected in Arizona, but I won in Arizona. Yuck. I mean, this isn't us trying to figure out what these people are saying. This is what they say. You know what I'm saying? This isn't us putting words in their mouths. This is them saying it. Sinema actually stood in front of her people and made these comments. And you can't go and say, look, I asked this very simple, it's a simple question. If Republicans are such racist, homophobic, xenophobic, womanized, feminist, you know, haters or whatever, call us whatever you want, where are the videos? Where are the videos? Is James O'Keefe the only dude on the planet doing undercover videos? If we're racist, with all the races that are out there, all the political races that we're running, where's an undercover video going, man, I got this dude talking about black people, they crazy, black people this, black people that. Where are the videos? Where are the videos of people going, man, we can't stand the women agenda. The women's agenda is terrible. We're going to get them. We're not going to let them have their abortions. You know, give me the video. Give me any evidence that proves that we are anything close to what you said. But we can go put one operative inside of a campaign for 2 weeks and have all the information we want about you. You're liars. You're cheaters. You'll say what you want to say to get elected. You don't care about anybody. You just want to feather your nest. Here's how you're going to make your money. I could go on. Are you kidding me? Not a single video, not a single video of some Republican using the N-word, denigrating black people, denigrating women, denigrating Muslims, denigrating Latinos. Our policies are up front in your face. We believe in the sovereignty of this country, period. End of story. We believe that you should get up, go to work, and do a fair amount of work that keeps our economy moving, because that's what keeps it moving. Welfare doesn't keep our economy moving. people who are able to work deciding not to doesn't keep our economy moving. Oy. But we got comedians like Chappelle and Stewart and many others setting the pace of what we think. When are we going to do something different? And what about Fox News? You guys happy with them? You happy with the reporting they did? You know what I, here's what I thought as I watched Fox News. A bunch of relics. I mean, they look good on camp. Brett Baer, he's, you know, he's a handsome guy. He's got the suit on. He comes off very professional. Martha McCallum, gorgeous. Just stunning to look at on camera. Sean Hannity, implanted with the president, blah, blah, blah. And Sean's a friend. I call him a friend. I don't know, you know, he hasn't contacted me since I got fired from Fox, but yeah, whatever. But you know what I saw? A bunch of relics. I saw people doing the same thing the same way every single day. I saw a network that, for all intents and purposes, seemed lefty to me. Did you listen to Chris Wallace? Holy cow. I mean, is that who you're going to rely on for your information? It was painful, folks. Painful to watch. Oy. You know, look, it's not up to Donald Trump. It's not up to Fox News. It's up to us. And the more you listen to these people talk about what they're doing, you know, and Don Lemon talking about white guys are the bad guys on the planet. White guys, you going to just take that? I mean, why isn't there somebody organizing saying, hey, Don Lemon, I'm a white guy. I have I have biracial children. I've been married to a black woman for 20 years. Am I evil? Are my kids evil? Is my wife evil for marrying me? Hey, Don Lemon, I'm a black guy. This is my best friend. We served together in Nam, or we served together in such and such, or we were in Afghanistan. You know, we seem to be getting along. What is it that's so evil about us? Why are we not questioning these people? Why are we not pushing back? Why are we not saying, you know what? I'm sick of your nonsense. Then you know what Don Lemon does? Oh, well, yeah, I went and looked at the number of times that terror did this, terror. I talked about it the other day. Don Lemon's not going to go look at the number of times black people attacked other black people. He's not going to look at the FBI statistics on that. How many times blacks attack whites versus whites attacking blacks and so on and so forth. He's not going to look at any of those stats, but he's going to tell you, let's demonize white guys. For what? Because he can get away with it? Because his own boss, Zucker, says, go for it. I'm a rich white dude, and you know, he's a Jew. I'm a rich Jewish guy. What do I care? Go demonize. Have some fun, little black man, little colored feller. Make the world a better place. I'm going to run off over here. You know, it's funny how these elitist white Democrats will take themselves out of the situation. You want to know why? Because no matter how much you demonize the ordinary white guy, as long as this guy says, I'm a leftist and I support you, and has really crazy wealth, he doesn't have to live it. He doesn't have to be anywhere near it. This is what's so sad. Man, we got to get a hold of ourselves here. We have to gain control of this. There's a lesson here, and the lesson, we didn't lose. I want to be very clear. I'm not talking like a loser. We won. Yeah, we won yesterday. So don't feel bad. The question is, how are you going to interpret that win, and what are you going to do to move it forward? We've had 2 years of progress. Donald Trump has been a rock star. He will continue to be. The question is, how are you going to support our rock star? You going to let the left just continue to keep you on your whisper campaign? Make you afraid to wear that hat? Come on, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.